General Motors has posted its first profitable year since 2004. The automaker, bailed out by the taxpayers before eventually filing for bankruptcy, says it's now growing again. Profits in 2010 were $4.7 billion. 2010 was the worst year for new home sales in almost a half century, and so far 2011 isn't looking good either. The government says new home sales continue to slide. In January, they fell nearly 13% from the previous year. The current rate is far below what economists think represents a healthy real estate market. Harsh winter weather may have played a role. The ongoing crisis in Libya and in parts of the Middle East continues to send oil prices higher. For a second day, a barrel of oil traded for more than $100 at one point before finally settling at just over $97 a barrel. As energy prices rise, stocks are falling. Today was the third day in a row that the Dow Jones fell. It lost 37 points to end at 12,069. The S&P lost just over a point to finish at 1,306. The NASDAQ actually added 15 points, closing at 2,738. With us to discuss the recent stock market moves is Hugh Johnson, Chief Investment Officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors. Welcome back to the 411.
Nice to be with you, Amy.
Can we tell how much of the market decline is connected to the Middle East and how much is due to the economy? For example, I just mentioned yet another bad report about the real estate market. Is that playing a role?
Well, I think everything plays a role. There, just as there was some bad news on the economy, you mentioned new home sales, there was some pretty good news. Durable goods numbers, durable goods orders was a good number. Jobless claims came down unexpectedly in the week and suggested that maybe the labor markets are getting a little bit better. So there was a mixture of news. I think that really when you back away from it and you look at the last 3 days, yeah, there's some economic news, but there's no question that the news that we're getting on the economic side is being overwhelmed by worries or concerns about the price of oil rise and what the impact that's going to have on the U.S. economy and the global economy, for that matter.
Companies, by and large, had healthy profits last quarter. The Labor Department today said the number of people applying for unemployment benefits in the last month fell to the lowest level in 2.5 years. And while oil is spiking over concerns about Libya, Libya only produces less than 2% of the world's oil. Perhaps investors are overreacting. Do you think some of this selling is based on fear?
2% sounds like a small number, but it's a little bit bigger number. And the fear is that this is not going to stop at Libya, that it might spread in the Middle East. And obviously the concern is it could spread to Saudi Arabia. And when we talk about Saudi Arabia, you're talking about 12% of global production. Now we're talking about a very meaningful figure. And if we had an interruption of oil supplies from Saudi Arabia, for some reason, that would cause a spike in the price of oil to well over the $100 mark and probably as close to $150. We'd revisit the $150 per barrel level. And then we're talking about a big increase in gas prices at the pump and a pretty major significant impact on the U.S. economy.
At what point do gas prices hurt the economic recovery?
That's a good question. They're always hurting the recovery in the economy to some extent when they start to rise to the extent that they're rising. If they start to get close to $4 per barrel, you're talking about shaving something off of the gross domestic product numbers that we're thinking about for 2011 and 2012. As a guess, I would say something in the order of a half or 1%. If oil spikes up from here further, if the price of gas gets closer to $4 per barrel, you're talking about a fairly meaningful impact. Even right now, with prices where they are right now, we're talking about, and you really need to think about this figure, about a $38 billion tax increase, effectively an energy tax increase on the U.S. economy. That may not sound like much in a $16 trillion economy, but believe me, it's a very big number. So even right now, we're talking about some impact on the U.S. economy.
Hugh Johnson is Chief Investment Officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
You're welcome.
Southwest Airlines will start flying out of Newark Liberty International Airport in March. Port Authority commissioners approved the airline's plan to operate 3 gates and take 18 daily flight slots previously used by United. For starters, the airline will have 6 daily flights to Chicago Midway Airport and 2 to St. Louis. Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.